Hi, this is Lori, welcoming you to Lori Late Night at syndicatednews.net. For the past few weeks, we have been discussing a few pros and cons that singles searching for love have encountered. As I mentioned on a previous broadcast, I am one of the 54 million singles in the United States and one of the 40 million that have used online dating. I want to talk about that it is all right to be single and unattached. Now this morning, I awoke to an overcast sky suggesting rain. I love the rain, don't you? I like it when it hits the ground like pellets or a teasing mist of stops and starts. I love a Gene Kelly dancing in the rain. It's cool, it's cleansing, it's refreshing, and it brings with it renewed life. The area in which I live is experiencing a drought and has been taunted by gray clouds drizzling barely enough to dampen the sidewalk. Thirsting plants strain in their attempt to tilt their limp bodies upwards, hoping for more to come. Have you been experiencing drought lately? Or have I? I am a single 50-something. I love my bed. The clock read 1:30 p.m. before I pulled myself out from beneath my sheet. 2 p.m. before I let my canine companion outside. He has a very healthy bladder and enjoys sleep like I do. Then I tended to my three cats. Scantily clad with bedhead hair, I can walk through my house with my coffee cup, check emails, or read the paper without a thought to anyone but me. I don't have to wash and fold piles of laundry that isn't mine. And all my butter knives are in the kitchen drawer instead of on the workbench in the garage, where it has been used as a screw-driving substitute. Everything I do is according to my need or desire. It hasn't always been like this. I've had a few wonderful beginnings where I was more than happy to obey my man's requests. The biggest stress factor I experienced today was when I discovered I was out of my sugar substitute for my coffee. So, what is the appropriate amount of time a woman can be without a steady man in her life before people begin feeling sorry for her that she's alone? Meaning that she is somehow incomplete without a mate? After all, isn't that society's standard of acceptance? In my alone time recently, I thought of the word fallow. I remembered reading something about how farmers rotated their crops, or sometimes just let the ground rest for a year or more. The Garden Glossary offers the definition for fallow ground as cultivated land that is allowed to lie idle to accumulate moisture and restore. Fallow is spelled F-A-L-L-O-W. Now, could what may appear as drought instead just be a needed place of rest, allowing us to become fallow? My own case of being single has allowed me to discover that I have grown and am not as I once was. Our transformation has been hidden from us because all our focus was on our partner. Now, growing hurts at times, and it even feels sad at times. But you know, my goal is to not settle for someone. My measuring standard from now on will be this. When the sun goes down after a day spent in the company of another, and I feel worse than I did before, well, then it's time to stop it before it goes further. I watch a lot of movies, and the other day I watched Juno, a 2007 very cute movie about a teenage pregnancy. And I listened to the advice her dad offered her. Juno was the girl's name. And then her dad offered Juno about relationships. And I paraphrase it this way. He says, the best thing you can do is find someone that loves you for exactly what you are. Good mood, bad mood, ugly, pretty, handsome, what have you. The right person is still going to see you through the prettiest rose-colored glasses, and that's the kind of person worth sticking with. As for me, I'm going to wait for the rain. I welcome your thoughts and your experiences. Please feel free to email me at lorilatenight@gmail.com. That's Lori, L-O-R-I, late, L-A-T-E, night, N-I-T-E, at gmail.com from syndicatednews.net. And this is me, Lori, wishing you all a very good night.